Hey, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Countdown to Microsoft Ignite. I'm Joey Snow.
I'm Rick Claus.
We've got a special guest with us.
I'm Alex Bradley.
Alex, what do you do?
My day job is in the Office 365 team, but I'm really excited about Ignite. We're going to be doing a lot of stuff there together. I'm looking forward to it.
So this episode of the Countdown Show, we're here to talk about the broadcast element that you and I have been working fast and furious about. The things that you can do if you can't actually be at the event.
Absolutely. Well, we've got like over 20,000 of our closest friends from the IT community who are going to be there in person. But we also know that there are hundreds of thousands around the world. So we want to bring the best possible virtual experience to you. And Joey and I are going to be partnering on that around the keynotes. And then, of course, we're going to have Channel 9 live from Ignite throughout the week as well.
So you'll definitely want to make sure that you stay tuned for that. So ignite.microsoft.com is the location for that. I see papers, I see highlights. What's going on, Alex?
Well, it's not just about a fantastic broadcast experience. It's not just about a fantastic in-person technical experience. We want to have a little bit of a celebration as well. How does that sound?
I think I know what's coming.
We never get a chance to talk about this kind of stuff. It's always like a wait and see, and this kind of just sort of happens. So are we going to be talking about the party, the excitement, the fun? What?
We like to think of it as an attendee celebration.
Celebrate? Okay. I'll buy that.
So
celebration.
What I would say is we want to have a fantastic broadcast experience for all of those virtual attendees.
Yep.
But for those who have made the effort to come all the way to Chicago, we do want to celebrate in person. And we're going to have an amazing experience on the Thursday evening, straight after sessions.
Oh, okay.
So important, you go from sessions. Now, the sessions are in McCormick Place, and you go straight across the bridge to Lakeview, which is where the keynotes were happening.
Oh, okay.
So it's within the same place, but it's a little bit separate. So, you know, it's not a downer. It's not going to be, you know, back in a conference room. We're going to have a bag check. You can check your bags. You don't have to go back to the hotels.
Okay.
And it's going to be pretty cool. What are your questions? Give me some questions.
Food.
Food. We're going to have food.
What kind of food is that?
Well, Chicago is a foodie destination. If you've watched any of the Countdown shows, you've seen these guys go visit some of the restaurants, some of the breweries,
right,
some of the distilleries.
I took the liberty of kind of doing a quick little Twitter list summary from one of our friends, Denise Begley, who put this together, of all the different people, but they're like 30 plus odd different restaurants that are going to be bringing their wares, if you will, to be able to try and to sample.
We've got something for everybody.
Oh yeah, totally.
I see several up there that, I mean, you know, we public house.
What
I see
your
three
dots of from the Countdown shows.
It's good.
For me, I would have to, food-wise?
Yeah.
Food-wise, it's got to be Chicago pizza, right? The deep dish pizza and a hot dog.
Okay, so pizza or hot dog? You got to choose one.
I'm going hot dog.
I'm pizza, easily. I'm sorry. I've been asked by my family to bring back a deep dish pizza with me when I come back from the event.
So I don't know how the TSA are going to think about that. That could be a little bit of a... all right, so don't worry. Food-wise, we've got you covered. Rick, tell us a little bit about, I know that you've got a sneak peek here. What have we got on the, you know, the beverage side?
Well, we both happen to be a little bit of a beer aficionados, I guess you would say.
Yeah.
And I found out that we're going to be having Goose Island come by. And it's not just Goose Island being served, but it's actually Goose Island with brewmasters that are there, with beer experts, with beer geeks. And they even are going to be bringing some beer cicerones.
A beer cicerone?
It's like think of it like a sommelier for wine, but it's for the beer side of things. So, lots
big
of different
beer
varieties.
Garden.
Yeah, I mean, we did an episode there. We did a little bit of a visit for them.
Absolutely.
They had, I want to say, at least a dozen plus on tap when we were there. So we'll be bringing a bunch of different varieties to be able to go off and try from the Goose Island perspective.
And one thing I want to highlight, I know you guys haven't spoken too much about it, but there is this thing at Ignite called the Golden Ticket. And this is a plug to go to the Ignite 101 session on the Sunday, because you're going to learn more about the Golden Ticket. But one thing that we can tease a little bit, if you manage to get hold of one of these Golden Tickets, there might be an enhanced experience at this attendee celebration, in particular at that Goose Island experience as part of the celebration. So be sure to attend Ignite 101 on the Sunday.
Are we eligible for that Golden Ticket thing?
No.
No, we can't?
No, sorry.
Okay.
Sorry,
just for the attendees.
That.
Just
back
the
in
attendees.
Your box.
So I see here, it's also not just about the food. We're really bringing the city of Chicago
totally
right there to the conference center.
I think this is a really important point, because I think sometimes people can think, oh, you know, I'm not really going anywhere, and there's Navy Pier, there's Wrigley Field. You know, Chicago's an amazing city, and we hope that everybody's going to have a chance to get out and see a little bit of Chicago. What we want to do is bring bring Chicago to our attendees. And so it's not just that regular breakout room. We're taking where the keynotes are happening on the Monday. Mm-hmm. We're completely redoing it. There may or may not be some pyrotechnics involved. And we're going to be having a fantastic time. So we're bringing in the giant bean, for example. We're bringing in the Chicago skyline. And it's not just in the room as well. We've got a balcony where you can go out, you can see the skyline. So it's really a pretty cool place. And it's going to be fantastic. We've got amazing food. We've got an amazing drink. We've got a fantastic DJ. We'll share more of that when we're there on site. And we may or may not have a special musical guest. And I think we might have a message from said special musical guest.
Nas, roll the footage.
What's up, Ignite attendees? It's Pete from Fall Out Boy, and we're looking forward to welcoming you to Chicago. We're playing the attendee celebration. So mark on your calendars, Thursday, May 7th. It's going to be awesome.
So there you have it, Grammy-nominated multi-platinum artist Fall Out Boy.
And fabulous DJ.
I just can't believe we announced this now. It's like, we've never done that before.
No.
Awesome.
It's again one of those firsts, that we've done. This is a new event. I've seen a lot of conversation going on Yammer, going on Facebook and Twitter talking about, we're all kind of going, think of it like a school, right?
First day of school.
And we've all gone to different schools, and now we're going to a brand new school. Mm-hmm. That's not existed before. Joe Kelly did a great little post out in the Yammer group about this. It was fantastic. So we're all going to kind of get together. We're all going to experience this together. And there you go. New. We've got the band. We've announced it. It's out there. I'm ready for this party.
Yep.
I'm ready for this event. So the celebration, just to cover off the logistics, there will be shuttles running. They begin at 6:15 p.m., run all the way through the end of the party. To note, yep, we don't want you to leave.
Yes, the doors open at the facility at 6:30.
Yes.
So you literally can come right from the last session. There will be a place to be able to check your bags and your coats, and then just be able to go off and have fun, and the shuttles will be able to take you back to your hotels after.
This might be another good time to kind of address a question I get all the time, should I bring a laptop? And we kind of mentioned that. We've kind of been debating this out in the forums in Yammer. This might be a day I go pen and paper. You know, not having to take stuff back to the hotel.
How about OneNote on your mobile device?
Oh, well, there you go. OneNote on the mobile device.
I don't check my mobile devices when I go to different venues and restaurants. So that's a very good point.
There you go.
I like that.
Fantastic. So don't go anywhere. Shuttles will run if, you know, you so desire to leave the premise. But this is going to be a fantastic event. Again, Fall Out Boy, all the food, the spectacular drinks with Goose Island coming in along mm-hmm. with some others. I saw Three Dots and a Dash on there, which is a great little tiki bar. So there's going to be some fantastic stuff. It's going to be an amazing experience. If you are there, join us on Thursday.
But if you're not there,
you can join us all week long. Yep. Now, we have done this before. We, again, talk about, you will see elements inside of Ignite that you have seen at previous events. Mm-hmm. Then you're going to see some things that are new and completely different.
Yep.
We're going to actually do both as part of the broadcast. Now, of course, we're there with Rick and your team and the rest of the awesome, amazing Channel 9 guys.
Yep.
We've got an amazing lineup of folks. Yep, do you want to tease some names?
I would say we've got about a dozen or so different people that are coming up. We normally tend to put ours in the between sessions, and like at break times, at lunchtime. We're going to have the traditionals like, you know, the Snovers, the Racinoviches, the Woolsies. We're also going to be bringing in Paula from a security perspective. Mm-hmm.
And you're doing yourself a disservice. You've got more than a dozen. You've got a really good lineup of interviews.
Well, you know what? There'll be a blog post coming out about all of them to be able to refer people to, for sure. But they're definitely all green and accepted, I will say, as I sent out all the meeting requests. So they're all going to be there. And they're going to be available through the stream through the entire week. But then you guys are doing something really interesting on the first day that seems like, well, I want to say like Sports Center. It just looks awesome.
Well, it's, you know, you mentioned it really well, Joey. Like, this is the first time we're doing this, and we're taking the best of some of the previous events that we've done. And one of the things that we want to do is really take this out to a broader audience. Mm-hmm. You know, we are bringing Satya Nadella. We're bringing our chief executive officer to this conference to kick it off. This mm-hmm. is the first Ignite. This is special. Mm-hmm. And it's a chance to speak to a broader audience because, you know, all of our IT pros and ITIs and IT decision makers who are coming to Ignite, they've got to go back and they've got to advocate to their peers, to the business, to help them transform and to sell into the business what they want to do. Mm-hmm. So what we want to do with the broadcast element of the keynote is to help them. you know, to be able to have an asset to go and show to colleagues, to peers, to help make things real. So, of course, we're going to do the deep technical stuff. We're really, really, really going to dive into stuff. You're going to have some great technical interviews with Channel 9 live at Ignite. But as far as the broadcast is concerned and the recaps of each day, we want to make it snackable for people who maybe aren't as deep on the technology to be able to get a sense of it for what it is that we do every single day and why technology matters. So the broadcast is going to be awesome. 8:30 a.m. Chicago time Monday. We're going to start. We've got 30 minutes. Satya takes the stage at 9 a.m. Chicago time. Got a great run through of the keynotes. And then we're going to do the, you know, those Sports Center highlights immediately after. So that's going to be 30, 45 minutes that you can share with people who maybe aren't quite as technical as we all are.
Very cool.
And then we go right to Channel 9 Live for a couple of segments. And then as usual, well, I shouldn't say as usual, it's a new event, but as we have done in previous events, we are actually going to be carrying a hot room. So one of the rooms has been designated for sessions, and we're going to be carrying and streaming those sessions live. And anytime those rooms go to a break, we'll go right back to the Channel 9 Live set, again, for those deep technical interviews. So you've got everything. You've got a pre-show for the keynote broadcast itself, a post-show, on Monday, and then the hot rooms and everything else, and then we pick it back up at the beginning of each day. Alex, you're producing an amazing kind of wrap-up of what's been going on at the event and the news and some of those things that we will do every morning. So we'll be on bright and early about 15 minutes prior to the kickoff of the event. So I believe that's, I want to say it's about 8:45 on most days.
Yep.
We'll be on for 15 minutes, kind of do a welcome back, get you all ready for the day's broadcast, show Alex's amazing reel and things that have been happening so that, you know, if you weren't able to join us, you get at least a feel for the event. And we're going to do that daily, so, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And, you know, we'll close it out Thursday night.
And, well, we'll have a great conference recap video at the end on the Friday as well.
Oh, that's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Which you'll also be able to find. So where do you go to watch the video? Where do you go to watch all this stream action? Ignite.microsoft.com. That's the place to go. Ignite.microsoft.com is the place. You're going to be able to view the keynote stream, the pre and post show, and all of the Channel 9 live broadcast elements. So it's a fantastic thing. Look forward to seeing everybody there. Remember, how do they interact with us, Rick?
Well, one of the ways you can do that is obviously through the My Ignite Yammer environment that we've been chiming in various different ways and shapes and forms, but also on the Twitters. You can reach me at @RicksterCDN.
I'm @JoeySnow.
And I'm @AMCGB. Thank you so much for having me, guys.
Absolutely.
And we also follow the unofficial hashtag of the conference, which is #MSIgnite.
If you want official folks on Twitter, you're going to go to @MS_Ignite. Of course, as always, you can comment below on the video. Ask us your questions. We'll get them answered. We have one episode remaining.
Oh, yes.
And that's going to be our special Ignite 101. If you can't make it to the 101 session that you mentioned earlier, Alex, we've got a mini version. We're not going to give away all the details. We've got a mini version that you guys can consume on the plane. They'll be available for you next week. Until then, Alex, thanks for stopping by. Fantastic news. I'm getting excited. It's time to go home and pack.
I know what's on my playlist.
We'll see you next week on the Microsoft Ignite Countdown Show.